It's Friends Day once again, brought to you by Hudson Paws in Hudson, New York, and by the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. And I am delighted to welcome, for his first Friends Day visit, a representative of Pizza Party.
Clocking in late again, high as a kite. I've been doing some thinking and I think my manager's right. He says I'm headed down a dark path, at the ripe old age of 19 and a half. I'm supposed to have my life a little better figured out. Yeah, I wanna do the right thing, but I don't know how. That's why I'm clocking in late again, high as a kite. I suspect there ain't much future for me here, working at the shop, right? My teacher said to follow my dreams, but it's hard to make a living on the punk scene. So I'm working here in the dairy department for now. Yeah, I wanna live a good life, but I don't know how. I don't know how, I haven't got a clue. How am I gonna survive? What the hell am I gonna do? Gotta pay my way in this house of cards. I'm gonna hit the big time, I'm gonna go far. So I'm clocking in late again, high as a kite. My head is spinning in the aisles under the harsh fluorescent light. And after my managers leave, I'm hitting whippets in the cooler with my main man Steven. I can figure out my life a little bit later. Figure out my life a little bit later. Figure out my life a little bit later from now. Yeah, I wanna do the right thing, but I don't know how. I don't know how, I haven't got a clue. How am I gonna survive? What the hell am I gonna do? Gotta pay my way in this house of cards. I'm gonna hit the big time, I'm gonna go far. Clocking in late again, high as a kite. Clocking in late again, high as a kite. Clocking in late again, high as a kite. Clocking in late again, high as a kite.
KZE. Please welcome Pizza Party to the studio. This is of course our good friend Ethan Klee. I did a little jokey. He's been here before.
Howdy y'all. Nice to see you again.
First time as Pizza Party.
First time as Pizza Party, yes. We're going to be playing a show this Friday, and I figured we should come in and talk about it.
100%. Glad you did.
Yeah, we definitely are going to be playing a show. It's at the Station Bar in Woodstock. It's going to be at 8 p.m. We have Henry Furland opening up for us. And then Pizza Party's taking the stage at 9 o'clock just after that. If you haven't checked out Henry, oh, man, just come for Henry. If you
stay for the pizza party,
ideally. Stay for the pizza party. And we'll get you in the door. You know, you can put some money in our two competing tip jars.
Okay.
And, you know, once you've done that, you're not obligated.
And whoever gets less tips at the end of the night never plays music again.
It's a voting system.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it might be a representation of Henry and then Pizza Party, but mm-hmm. it could be a lot of things. You know, we could just set up two, you know, diametrically opposed concepts. It could just be Luke Skywalker, Darth Vader.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people like to vote with their money.
They do.
They don't like to just put money in a jar for no reason.
I mean... I would argue that in the Hudson Valley, people are more likely than average to tip just because they believe in paying musicians.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
I would hope so. It definitely is a big part of our sort of cultural identity here, and we want to sustain it. We want to make sure it's happening. You know?
A little psychological manipulation never hurt anybody. And no. Yes, putting, you know, Taylor Swift or Harry Styles on a thing.
Yeah, something people feel strongly about. Yeah. And, you know, something that creates controversy.
I don't know why I thought to pit those two against each other. But
I think that would work. The Swifties know which one they would put their money in.
Yeah.
But you gamify everything. Gamify everything. Everything needs to be a game.
Everything has to have a concept. And that seems to be a little bit what Pizza Party's about. Tell me about this new project.
Oh, the concept is loose.
It doesn't look loose. You're wearing a Walmart vest and a tinfoil hat.
What does this give to you?
To me, what this says is we know what we're about. I don't necessarily know what it is, but it says to me that you've thought about it.
I mean, with the 250th, you know, the bicentennial and a half mm-hmm. of the American experiment, I think this is just about the most American garb I could possibly don.
Absolutely.
The concept is loose, but we may or may not be a group of employees at a large corporation, which shall no longer remain nameless.
Mm-hmm.
And we have tuned into something. We've tuned into the truth.
Okay.
And the truth is that we're going to get a pizza party at the end of this. All the horrors that persist and all of the bad things that keep happening in our timeline, it's going to be okay, because at the end of this, we're going to get a big employee appreciation party, and there's going to be pizza. We're going to have a cappuccino machine in the break room, and that's going to kind of make up for all of this.
I mean, what else can we ask for? What more can we possibly ask for?
I can't really imagine anything else besides, you know, root beer, pepperoni, mm-hmm. cappuccino.
Not alcohol, because it's the middle of the workday.
It's the middle of the workday. Limit 2 slices per employee. Mm-hmm. You must wash your hands upon returning to work.
And 15 minutes or so, and then back to
the... And then you're back to the register.
Back to the floor. Yeah.
Back to the register. Back to the, you know, whatever...
Warehouse, wherever you're stationed.
Back to the packing, you know, station, whatever you're doing.
Yeah. But we've had our moment in the sun.
That we will all have our moment in the sun. And mm-hmm. all you have to do is you have to get a brain covering, because the globalists are trying to tap into your brain waves, and you need to protect those. And this is all, you know, as consistent as I think the American logic generally is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it sounds a little nutty, but this is what we think. Like,
it's no nuttier than anything else.
That's
and also
right.
There's a billion versions of the truth floating around at all times, which is part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, who's to say that yours is not the pure truth?
Oh no, this is the pure truth.
Okay,
this is the pure truth.
Good.
Yep. At the end, we're getting a pizza party, and it's gonna be okay.
All right. So. Thank you. That's comforting.
Good. I'm happy you're comforted by that. But it's a loose concept. It's a loose concept. And, you know, it may evolve. And the character who I alluded to in my song before, Steve, Steve is kind of, you know, becoming more concrete in my mind as a character.
He's in the canon.
He's in the canon. Cool. I don't really know exactly what Steve is going to be, but I think Steve is going to represent something.
You can do whippets in the walk-in with.
Well, that is a true story.
Was there a Steve?
Steve is not true. There mm-hmm. was a Steve in the department, but he was not in the dairy cooler with me.
Okay.
I
only ever cried in a walk-in freezer. I didn't do whippets.
Well, this was a big walk-in freezer, mm-hmm. and Did I cry in there?
I've cried in a number of walk-in freezers.
I didn't cry in that
one. I've worked in a number of restaurants, and I probably cried in the walk-in at all of them.
Yeah, that's what they're for.
Yeah.
It's mostly what they're for. No, I didn't cry in this one as far as I remember, but we used to, you know, get just shipments upon boxes of cans of whipped cream, and there was a reclamation area. If you don't know if you've ever been in most supermarkets, if anything is sort of like aesthetically damaged, it's basically...
You can't put that on the shelf.
You can't put that on the shelf, so... You kind of just throw it into a corner where it rots and it gets taken out to a dumpster out back and you're not allowed to...
Unless your 20-year-old staff have other plans for it.
Yeah, I had other plans for it because, you know, my managers weren't there after 7 p.m. and I was there until 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. And so I would just kind of go into the cooler and rail whippets and eat mozzarella cheese and then finish my blocking, they called it, where you make the yogurts look nice on the shelves. And it's great. It was really actually pretty nice. Probably burned a lot of brain cells in that cooler.
Yeah.
But yeah, that I was somewhat directionless feeling. I didn't want to be in that line of work. I didn't see many options or many prospects.
You don't need to tell me why you were doing whippets in the freezer. I understand.
I was coping.
Yeah.
I was coping with sort of the trajectory of my life as far as it seemed like it was going in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was no education to speak of coming down the pipe for me.
You're talking to a girl who cried in many walk-ins.
Mm-hmm. So that was what I was looking at. I was like, okay, it's the lifetime of this sort of retail and or food service and or, you know, grocery store clerk type work. And I was very demoralized by that. What seemed like an eventuality, like an inevitability.
Were you at the time going home and writing songs about it or no?
No, I didn't write songs at the time. I played a lot of guitar from the time I was like 15 to time till now still, but I wasn't writing songs. That didn't develop until later. I, you know, we're discouraged from doing that stuff, I think, have you ever been to a high school? You know, what happens if you... sing or write songs, you're, you know.
Well, I went to a performing arts high school.
Oh, so you didn't get called pejoratives.
No,
for
I did.
Expressing
that's,
yourself.
That's why I went to the performing arts high school, because I got called a lot of pejoratives for expressing myself at the normal one.
Yeah, I just mixed some plays. Mm-hmm. I did some audio from some school plays at the Poughkeepsie Day School, Star 2B Performing Arts. Shout out Star 2B Performing Arts. And it was just such a positive environment. Oh man, these kids are just totally encouraged and supported by one another to be, you know, extra and to be expressive and to sing and to move and to work it. It's
arts programs in school are lifesavers, and I mean that literally.
It was really cool experience. It was cool to see, and I definitely, you know, might have started writing songs earlier had I been in that sort of environment. But, you know, you gotta have a little adversity, mm-hmm. I think, to come up with goofy ideas like that one. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy I had that experience. Thanks, ShopRite. Thanks,
I was going to say, I think it's quite beautiful, actually, that it's, you know, this experience that was such a dark place at the time is now fodder for a creative project. So Pizza Party, my guest in the studio. The full band will be playing together on Friday at Station in Woodstock. And would you give us another song?
Oh, of course. Convinced what I saw on my screen was the actual thing, was a real human being, and it made me so mad that I fully engaged. I was fully erect and completely enraged, and the entire time the scene had been staged just to keep me from scrolling away. The phone shows me everything
What can I say? It's all rage bait, sucking me in, working its way deep down under my skin. I guess I'm a sucker for deep fakery. I'm a regular guy, I believe what I see. Poor little gullible me, I have taken the rage bait. I was assured that the footage was real. I didn't realize this passion I feel would be used to manufacture the consent they require to march us to battle, to set us on fire, while the entire time the flag has been false. I admit that I bought it, but it ain't my fault. It's the rage bait taking its toll, working its way deep down into my soul. I see pictures of violence and crime. Yeah, they fooled me again for the 90th time. I must be losing my mind. I see nothing but rage bait. Nothing but rage. Nothing but rage bait.
KZE. It's a band called Pizza Party, which I believe is the Instagram handle. Is it not a band called Pizza Party?
It is exactly that. Excellent. A band called Pizza Party on Instagram. Please do follow us to see a whole bunch of mind-numbingly stupid content. That's what we're all doing, right? We're all farming for clips at this moment.
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, multicam, multi-track audio. You got to clip it up. It's got to look fresh. It's got to be vertically shot.
It is kind of fun for now. I mean, I haven't gotten sick of the content generation and the editing yet. But for all of the eye rolling that I've done over the years about generating content, I am enjoying filming all these sets in studio, I have to say.
You know, I am not opposed to the idea of, you know, sticking to even an arbitrary format. I do think that like writing a limerick, it kind of gives us some sort of framework to like work within, and it can be a fun little game.
Love a prompt. I've always loved a prompt.
I love a prompt. I love to kind of try to work within a predefined.
Give me a challenge
rules.
Of like, hey, write me an iambic pentameter, mm-hmm. and I am in.
Yeah, like that's kind of what, you know, these 30-second reels are like.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have this impulse. A lot of us grew up listening to like Pink Floyd and these sort of long form LPs and things like that. And so there was this expectation that that's what we were going to grow up and make, you know, and obviously that's not the direction the world went. And I think I had a lot of reluctance to like clip things down, make them like that. You know, I didn't understand why things had to be vertically shot. That was just you learn these things. You're like, oh, I thought that was really cool. The thing I made just now, I got 4 likes, no engagement.
Yeah, Yeah. I mean, the vertical videos and the shorts and the clips, like, those are, like, the advertisements to get people to go and, you know, quote unquote, buy the product. Ideally, like, pay you for your music and go on your Bandcamp.
Yeah.
But it is, it's just a way to kind of draw people in and say, oh, who is this creator? I'm interested in them.
I mean, in theory, I thought that was what it was going to be as well. But I really think that, you know, people's expectations have just changed. And I think the content, the clips, the 30-second reels are basically what people are consuming. You know, the same thing with musicians.
Well, it's what they're consuming while they're scrolling on their phones, yeah. Certainly. But I mean, when you're in your car, when you put on music to listen to, you don't put on 30-second clips at a time.
No, I just listen to podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, me too, usually. But when I'm listening to music, usually I'll put on an album.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually. And I think, you know, the hope is that we can all kind of reclaim our attention spans once we've, you know, set this expectation of like 30 seconds everything at a time. But you should do that. You should follow me. I don't know about the rest of everybody else, but you should definitely follow my page and, you know, have your attention span diminished and reduced to nothing on, you know, so that I can get something out of this.
But the music's good, so, you know, you get that out of it.
You do get that out of it. You get a little something. It's not total brain rot.
You've been actually a low-key good content creator for years. You've been, you know, consistent about, like, you've never been shy to, like, film yourself playing and, you know, post it. I'm trying to overcome my camera shyness now.
Talking to the camera. That's the thing that gets me, for sure. And, you know, if I had to listen to this, you know, in real time, oh, man, I don't think I could handle
it. See, I'll listen to myself. I will, like, the podcast that I've been on as a guest, I will, like, it's like, weird how much I listen to them. It's like my little autistic brain. I'm like, oh, I hear that again.
Yeah.
But I don't like to look at pictures of myself.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, we're all very self-conscious, and we can't be, you know, if we want to be actually editing this stuff and, you know, editing the shot and like changing the shot, making sure we have good lighting. Like, you got to look at yourself. You have to get used to yourself. And it's a hard thing. You know, we're all struggling with some degree of anxiety and dysmorphia and self-esteem issues and stuff like that. And there's no hiding, you know, from all these cameras and this expectation that we have to film ourselves and be these dancing monkeys. You
know? We must have a record of everything.
We must.
Yeah. Pixar, it didn't happen.
It's for Peter Thiel.
Oh, God. Ghoul. We have Pizza Party in the studio, and you can see Pizza Party, the full band arrangement. This is the solo version of Pizza Party. You can see the full band on Friday at the station in Woodstock with Henry Furland opening up. And is Henry on at 8 or are you on?
Henry is taking the stage at 8. Don't miss him. He's a fantastic fingerstyle guitar player. He was just most recently featured on Democracy Now! What a cool spot to land. He has a great single out called Songbird. You should totally go check out. Fantastic fingerstyle guitar player a la Tommy Emmanuel, Chet Atkins, that sort of thing, Travis Picking.
Sweet.
Capable beyond his years. And then you get us. And
he's 12 years old.
He's 11 tops.
He's a prodigy.
Nah, he's in his 20s. But he's great. He's really talented. And at a very early age, he's not going to be in easy supply next year.
Not going to be able to necessarily see him at the station forever.
You're not going to be able to catch him in these small venues.
Same goes for Pizza Party. Pizza Party's going the distance.
We're going far.
Heck yeah. You got one more for us?
I do.
I did my time. I punched the clock. From 9 to 5, I never stopped. And I slaved, and I sweat, and I did what they said, and I paid by the rules, and I sweat, and I bled. Pizza Party. Pizza Party, Pizza Party, oh yeah! Pizza Party, Pizza Party, Pizza Party, oh yeah! Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah! I sacrificed. I pay my dues. I grease the wheels. I pour myself into my work, it's true. And I slave and I slog like a drone, like a dog, for the board, for the team, and the boss who always said we're like a family. And in the end, my youth all gone, my years of work, this prize I won. Pizza party. Pizza party, pizza party, oh yeah. Pizza party, pizza party, pizza party, oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. And in cappuccino, cappuccino, cappuccino machine. Cappuccino, cappuccino, cappuccino machine, 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 machine. Machine, 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 machine. I'm a machine, machine, if you know what I mean. I earned it.
KZE Pizza Party, a band called Pizza Party on Instagram. I hope you get that pizza party. You deserve it.
I think we've earned it. Yeah, I think we have.
Absolutely. And if you want to find out if they get the pizza party, be at the show on Friday at the station in Woodstock. Ethan, thanks so much for coming.
Thank you so much for having me. See y'all there.
We got your community bulletin board now, and Gil Scott-Heron up next on KZE.